Talk about Cabin in the Woods. Oh.
I can't.
You
haven't
suckers.
Seen it yet.
You motherfuckers. Why haven't you seen this? I fucking seen it, and I see nothing.
Wow. But we didn't want to take this away from you so that you could finally have a movie the rest of us hadn't seen in theaters. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that's like the first movie I've actually wanted to see in a while outside of just The Avengers coming out soon, so...
I want to see that, and I want to see The Raid. I heard good things about
Raid,
that.
Raid, yes. I'm really wanting to see that, too.
But yeah. Maybe I'll go this weekend. I was thinking of going tomorrow. We shall see how my day shakes out.
You should definitely go see this.
Okay, so...
You like horror movies, right?
They're okay.
If you like horror movies, you will definitely like it. If you like any horror movie ever, you will definitely like it.
I like horror movies that have I'm very picky on horror movies, but a lot of stuff I know they get into. I like those horror movies that have that something really clever that they really twist around the whole nature of a horror movie and just play around with it dramatically. And it sounds like this is what it does. It kind of goes, yeah, you think it's a typical horror movie, don't you? You think? No. This is what I've heard. It's like, yeah, you must see it. It totally twisted your head.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like Joss Whedon?
Yes.
Then you will love this movie.
Okay, that works.
This is the most Joss Whedonist movie.
That would have actually been a good topic if we had thought about it ahead of time.
Even more so than Firefly. It is the most Joss Whedonist movie I've ever seen.
Because I'm a fan of his Firefly, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, and all that, so...
And Avengers. I mean, we can just put that out there now.
Avengers, we are going to all be... America is going to be discovering Joss Whedon in a big, gigantic fashion when...
Buffy was already kind of huge, and so was Angel.
Yeah, Avengers is a whole other scale.
Yeah, I wouldn't say huge.
Buffy and Angel gave him his sort of geek cred, his early geek cred, cult nature quality, and then Dr. Horrible really pushed that sort of cred, and then Avengers. Suddenly, everybody's going to know Joss Whedon now by the time Avengers is said and done.
Okay, but we are pressed for time, as always, and I got to edit this tonight because I won't be around tomorrow. So, anybody with any idea for any topic at all? I don't want to do the topics that we have because I feel most of them are better served when we aren't pressed for time and have to condense it into 30 minutes or whatever.
Let's see. I was actually trying to think of this earlier myself, and let's see. There's God. Da 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 da. You got anything, Nicholas?
No.
First thing somebody shouts wins.
I just keep thinking about Cabin in the Woods and also Girl I'm Dating just finished reading Rorschach text, which is amazing, and I want to read it again now.
That you were engaged.
No! Pay attention, that ended a while ago.
I don't pay attention to people's personal life because I don't want to intrude on that.
That's the thing. I might have mentioned it on the Royal Rumble podcast, actually. We talked about it, both before and after, Earl. You were there.
I hope so. I tend to be here.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember us. Yeah, I do very much remember us talking about that. So,
And all the fuck Japan
Yeah, it's mentioned. It's in the Buck Japan section when I mentioned Christian Liger. It's like, oh, sorry.
Well, I was about to say, I just assumed that was Japan because that's a really weird country.
No.
Okay.
We're still cool, but we're not engaged nor dating anymore.
Well, I assume so. So, yes. Ideas.
Let's talk about how great I am.
Yeah, that's a 30-second segment.
We could always just do a podcast on why Scott Summers must die.
I feel like if we did an episode on characters we hated, it should be an episode.
Yeah, it should.
I mean, then again, it could fit in this, but
you hate Scott Summers?
No. There's a very interesting new funny hashtag going around Twitter called Scott Summers Must Die in relation to Avengers versus X-Men.
Oh.
Is this related to, what is that guy's name?
I can't remember which one of my, because it's one of the people that I follow that started this hashtag. I can't remember who started it.
There was a movie a couple years ago, like Scott Something Must Die.
South Park did the Scott Tenorman Must Die.
Okay, but I swore there was a maybe it's something
John
else.
John Tucker Must Die.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, John Tucker Must Die.
So yes.
A lot of people must die, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Scott Summers Must Die came out of Avengers vs. X-Men.
I believe the Dixie Chicks have a song like Earl's Gotta Die, or...
That's not the title, but that is the subject matter.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of that.
How many times do you get it quoted to you?
I don't get that quoted. If anything, I get stupid My Name is Earl quoted to me more than anything else.
Oh, God. All you need to do is just go, by the way...
It makes really awkward introductions because it's. I don't like to say hi. My name is Earl.
So
it's really a dance to get around that most of the time.
Well, you could always say hi. My name is Earl. Not the guy who's down with L. Ron Hubbard.
You could always just go hi. My name is what? My name is
what?
It's Earl.
Okay. Okay,
So we're recording all this, right? You should just use this as a podcast. This will be
bullshit.
I am recording this, but I do like to have some type of... I feel like... And we're going to try to aim for Sunday this week because I want to... My schedule should hopefully normalize a bit more next week, but it's just been one hectic week. And I feel like forcing these podcasts to make 30 minutes or 40 minutes kind of degrades the quality just a bit, in my opinion. I don't want to do Avengers yet. I don't want to do Marvel because we have that coming up this summer.
Yeah, we're going to have, because Marvel is pretty much, because you've got a little bit of time left before we have to do a full on Avengers cast. So,
yeah.
And then you're still behind on AVX. So we can't really get too much into that yet.
I
want
to put it into two issues and. Yeah.
We can't really get into.
I was gonna suggest doing like a director's one, but I don't know who offhand, and we could do an Ubo special.
Nah, I haven't seen enough Ubo to go much in the special outside of I've heard most of his movies are shit, and I've
avoided them all because I have respect for my intelligence.
I feel like I've seen way too many of them.
Well,
I think one's way too many, but I've seen one, two. Okay, I've only seen three.
We could talk about how many movies you actually remember from your 151 proof movies. Like
I. That was awesome, because when we were trying to do the top 7 movies from last year, we couldn't remember half of them. That's why we actually started doing the thing where we have like the recap on Sunday, because we couldn't remember what movies we had done.
Can you remember any of this? No!
So this is why we kind of have the paper trail now, like, okay, we watched this movie, and here's what we thought of it. Because, yeah, there are times I literally watch a movie, and I can't remember what's happening in it.
Oh, God.
And I don't think that's because of the drinking. I just think the movie's that dull.
God.
Okay, probably we couldn't tell you what happened in Double Dragon.
lots of kicking and punching.
You would think with a name like Double Dragon, but that character, and this happens way too often, the characters are kind of whiny and don't really do much until the end when they become, you know, Double Dragons, which is a mystical power in the movie as well.
God. Oh, God. I've only seen just enough of Double Dragon. I remember when you first mentioned, I'm going, oh, God, Earl, what are you putting yourself through, man? What are you putting yourself through?
I'm trying to see, okay, what, there's no big movie out this week.
Yeah, I mean, there's no big movie out this week. There's, God.
Okay, we can, this is going to be short, we'll probably just do two of them, but we can do a new and old, because I know Nick is, alright, did we already do Punisher versus Punisher Warzone on this?
No. Because every time I bring up Punisher Warzone, Dylan would be like, ugh, you're the worst. And I would say, no, you're the worst.
I still have not, I've seen Punisher, but not seen Punisher Warzone.
Oh my God, you're
the worst!
Yeah, I still have not seen that, because I didn't mind Punisher too much, but I just never got around to seeing Punisher Warzone. Not for any hate, I just haven't gotten around to it.
I didn't like Punisher because it was not the Punisher. It was a dude who was calling himself the Punisher, calling himself Frank Castle.
It wasn't actually
the Punisher.
It was basically a toned down version of the Garth Ennis story. So
yeah, and the Punisher Warzone is basically just the Garth Ennis story. He shows up, he kills a bunch of dudes. He says a couple. He says very little, and then he's out.
Good God, it's Craig Rucka's run of Punisher right now. Is pretty much he's says very little, goes shoot people. And
I'll give it to you this way. In the first 25 minutes of the movie, the Punisher says no dialogue and kills like 30 to 40 people.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be solid throughout the whole movie. He does awesome. Up a bit more throughout the end of it. But yes, he's like Stone Cold, arrive, raise hell, drink beer. Well, I guess technically it's the...
Arrive, raise hell, kill more people, punch your dude through his face.
It does have some fancy deaths, and I still think that would be another... You see, like, some of these I wish... Like, I still want to do best fictional deaths and stuff, and I guess worse, because there are some that really are awful. I hate anything where it has somebody explode in. You've seen Blade, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like when he stuffs the stuff in the vampires and they start to boil up and explode. Those are just gross to me.
There's a few weird. I mean, honest to goodness, like the first time I watched Hostel, it made me a little bit, because it was like one of the first times I seen sort of like that the weird torture horror movie, and I was like, that made me a little bit like, okay.
I've never seen Hostel. There's certain movies I avoid because I hear so much about like that the gross out factor, the gore factor. Hostel, what is that? The Human Centipede. Two Girls, One Cup.
I saw 30 seconds of Two Girls, One Cup. Then I had to go, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, I got it. We can talk about dinosaurs.
Oh, that way. Dude, dinosaurs!
You'll be the Michael Cole for this week.
We can talk about dinosaurs. I wrote about Jurassic Park.
Yes, you did. And
I talked about Jurassic Park and Dino Riders.
Dino Riders and Dino Saucers.
And other dinosaurs.
And Denver the Last Dinosaur. Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Are we talking about dinosaurs?
I'm okay.
Sure. Let's talk about dinosaurs.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk
about
dinosaurs.
I got your game connection, too, or we could talk about Primal Rage.
We could talk about Dino Crisis, even though I've never played that. I was actually going to cheat this week, but since we have a topic...
What were you going to do?
I just figured since we've recorded this, we recorded last week, and I think the week before, I was just going to have a behind the scenes, like what actually goes into starting one of these episodes.
Well, do that then, and we could do the dinosaur one another week, because that could be any... That doesn't have to be connected to any specific thing. That could now, the dinosaur could be like a week we don't have a topic planned out. Be like, all right, we're doing dinosaurs this week.
And the sad thing is, I think we're okay. One is that at some point this summer I'm going to give it back to you folks, so you all can host an episode because I like that stretch where I don't have to think about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is like it's broken up. So actually, what's between Avengers? Oh, okay. Prometheus is how long after Avengers?
That's like the beginning of June, I think.
Okay,
so that's like a month later.
Yeah, so that would be good if we did it after Avengers, because I don't think any of us are really head over heels to see Battleship, or what's the Tim Burton movie?
Dark Shadow? Oh, God.
That's what that movie is. It's dark bullshit. Bullshit
Shadow?
By the
way, rest in peace, Jonathan Fred.
Yeah, sure, that thing.
Rest in peace, Jonathan Fred, by the way, original Barnabas.
So, yeah, we can do that. And, I mean, this is going to be so odd to cut if I edit here, but I'm just going to say welcome to Nerds on the Rocks episode 91. I think this is 91. This is basically going to be a behind-the-scenes look at how these episodes are kind of, not so much how they put together, but how we actually end up on our discussion points. Sometimes we come in here with, even actually when we have a topic, we spend like 20 minutes trying to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Seems to be frequent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any episode where we come here and it's like, we're good to go, let's start. Usually, you know, everybody has to get situated, everybody has to get caught up, and everybody likes to exchange ideas or information before we start recording.
Good God, what was the, there's been a few episodes where suddenly it's turned into what, it's like become, oh, we're on topic, then like 15 minutes of the episode. Topic be damned. We don't know what. We're just going into whatever just popped into our heads. Moment.
I wonder if we have the episode with Batman, because there were, I think, once or twice where we made bets where how long we could go without mentioning Batman.
I can't mention Batman anymore. I have to be careful when I mention Batman. I've had unique, interesting adventures with Batman in my day, but.
This sounds really sexual.
No. No, it's not. It's more.
I can't talk about Batman. It's just too much. It's too much. I can't talk about it. I love him too much.
Yes, I love Batman. I have an I Heart Batman tattoo. It was a very dark time in my life. It was a dark time
for the rebellion.
God. No, actually, by the way, Batman number 8, Night of the Owls, awesome. But anyway, it's kind of funny. Batman's like a very, it's like one of the things where we can literally get into about any, like pretty much most of us are relatively well versed in general, like our general subjects. My specialty is more on the comics, on like comics and then I have a strong bout of, my video game knowledge much more lies retro than it does. Like I have a strong knowledge of current stuff, but I lean towards retro because that was probably one of my favorite periods. The like from NES, from like older like Atari, NES, and so forth, right up until like the PlayStation 2 was like one of my favorite periods of the gaming. And then
just to get on the topic real quick, I just want to plug, since you did mention it, we do currently have a poll up on the site asking which was the better system.
Yeah,
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. A lot of people seem to have issues picking between the two.
I owned both when I was a kid, so I really owned both. I've mentioned it on my Twitter a couple times, but I also was one of the few people that had the Sega Channel when I was a kid. It's funny when I remember people talk about, oh yeah, like Mega Man the Wily Wars, I never got to play that. Yeah, I actually got to play that once when it was on the Sega Channel, like, downloads thing they used to have at one point, like the release only on Sega Channel. So that's how I played some really the Sega Genesis games that were really just, they never got released here in the States, but they were on Sega Channel for a period of time. So it was like Mega Man, Golden Axe, the Golden Axe 3 game, which was eventually put on the Sega Genesis collection and for the PS3 360. And so yeah, it was Sega Channel was probably one of my more fun experiences, because I had to try some games I would have not normally gotten to try out if I didn't have Sega Channel back in the day.
Yeah, I was actually more of a Sega kid growing up, which I'm sure a lot of people would find odd, considering my...
Yeah, that's odd to me, honestly.
Boo burns!
I was actually a Sega person up until last gen. I mean, for the most, I had a Genesis. I didn't have a Saturn, but we kind of, you know, I have a ton of siblings, so we kind of split that with, we had a PlayStation and an N64, and neither one were kind of like, I mean, I ended up buying, N64 was when I started buying games. The Dreamcast was the first console I bought, I've mentioned that before. Well, I mean, I saved up and bought on my own. And then I got the GameCube, and it's pretty, since I had the GameCube, I had access to a PS2 at home and an Xbox in school.
Oh, okay.
But since they weren't my systems, I never really supported them, so I never really grew that attachment to those franchises, I guess.
What were your favorite Dreamcast games, Earl, if I may ask?
My favorite Dreamcast game was, since we had the top five episode, it was Guides of Arcadia, which is my number five game, I believe.
Okay.
So there's that.
Did you ever play games like
Power Stone 1 and 2. I still wish that Capcom would bring it back. I know they had the PlayStation Vita version. I think it's like powered up or something like that. But I think it was, they haven't really touched it. I've enjoyed most of Capcom's output on that, Rival School?
Cannon Spike was a nice underrated classic. That was a lot of fun.
I actually enjoyed the Sonic Adventure games as well.
Fun.
They didn't age as well. I even played the sports game. Even though I wasn't a huge fan of this, and they kind of gone back to it recently, but more spread out. WWF Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Back when that was just literally the one mode that game had.
Mm. Yeah, I got to play an arcade machine of that because one of the there was an arcade down in Newport that had an actual stand-up arcade play of Royal Rumble. So I just said, oh, this is interesting. I never played this in arcade. I'll play in arcade. I did okay, but it was kind of weird because it was like one of those, holy crap, that's an actual arcade Royal Rumble. I must play this because I've never seen this before.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, but the Dreamcast was such a short lifespan. Oh, Crazy Taxi 1 and 2.
Yes, oh my god, Crazy Taxi. Or I love that they put it back, they put it out and they can't, and it's like, hey, what happened to the, we can't put the Offspring song on here anymore. We can't put that on here anymore because of licensing. Big, giant royalties. Like, we don't want to pay that. So, here.
Yeah, Sonic is I am still a huge Sonic fan. No matter how much he abuses me, I've pretty much bought every Sonic game in the past. Well, pretty much any Sonic game in the past 20 years. I think Sane's. I don't own Sonic and the Black Knight on the Wii, and I don't own the Sonic RPG on the DS.
I play Sonic RPG on the DS. That was a weird game. I thought I'd be like, oh, this is really cool. Okay, well, this is a letdown. Yep, this is kind of getting boring. Oh, God, this is getting boring. Okay, I'm out.
Oof, oof. What about you, Nickius? I know you own the Super Nintendo. I know you own a Xbox. What did you own in between those?
I owned all... okay, so I ordered... My parents had an Atari 2600. Tells you how old I am. And when I lived in PA... Because I lived in PA for a while when I was a kid. So I was like 8 or so. One of my neighbors had the NES, like one of the first mm-hmm. NES like system releases of it. So they had like Rob with it and the gyroscope game. And
Rob, I never
Mike had Tyson's Punch
Rob.
Out, all that shit. And it was the best thing ever. And then we moved to Jersey. That first Christmas we moved, I got an Atari 7800.
Woohoo!
With Pole Position, and that was the shit. But,
I should research that. Does anybody know how they named the Atari systems?
It was the processing power.
Okay.
2600, 7800, and I don't know beyond that. I don't think they were doing anything.
2600, 5200, and then it went to 7800.
Yeah. But then we got an NES, Super Nintendo, N64. I had the Game Boy Advance. So I was a Nintendo kid, basically. Once we got a Nintendo, that was it. And then I didn't get anything new until I got the Xbox a couple years ago.
Okay. So you didn't own a PS2?
Fuck no. PlayStation could suck my balls.
Okay.
Wow.
I was for some reason, I was virulently anti-PlayStation. I think it was because Final Fantasy VII, I hated that game so much for ruining what I thought Final Fantasy was. And,
what?
Also that my friends were all like, Grand fucking Turismo, and I hate racing games.
I don't mind racing games. I don't like sim racing games.
I never could get in the Gran Turismo. I played it and I went, it's sim. It's not that much fun, really.
But yeah, they were all playing that, and I was still playing Zelda on my Super Nintendo.
That's not bad, though.
But So yeah, I got over that once we got the Xbox and Batman was on it. So
Batman.
I had an Atari Lynx with Batman Returns. I had that game for it. Or holy, like people, have you ever guys heard and play the Atari Lynx Batman Returns?
No,
I never played it. I remember seeing it though.
That game will kick your ass and call you Sunshine. Because Batman Returns is ridiculously hard. It does not screw around. It's like, oh, I'm doing pretty good. Oh, where the hell did you come from, clown? God damn it, clown. Stop it. Go away. Stop trying to dang it, there's now a clown throwing bombs at me. And you just keep playing, and you're getting your ass kicked. But it's one of those games that goes, here, learn me. Oh, by the way, you can learn me, but it will still kick your ass.
And that's a discussion for another day, actually, and then that would get into a proper podcast, but I'm actually going to head out, as we ended up not talking about anything, but everything, which is usually how these things go, even on the show, so yeah, that was kind of your sneak peek behind how this organization works at times. We'll spice in other ones because sometimes I record them, sometimes I don't, depending on how much work I want to do. So yeah, you can check back in a week and hopefully we should be back on schedule. It's just been hectic for everybody as he started a new job. Nick's all over the face. I've been doing it. I have an internship and I have temp work.
I'm a goddamn rock star is what I am.
Yes.
He has his shows. I mean, officially, Dylan's technically off the show. He hit puberty. He discovered girls and booze. Oh, that's true. I mean, and Anthony's it's just been awful for Anthony just because of the schedule and we've been recording at night and being 5 hours ahead of me, it's pretty much the middle of the night for him. So
if he is up, he's usually up like watching like another TV show or something. And
but usually even if he's up this late, he can't talk. He doesn't want to wake anybody else.
Yeah,
which is fair because it is like 2 a.m. But yes, check out the website, Nick. I mentioned he's reviewed Jurassic Park. This week, sadly enough, I have to watch Twilight. I guess somebody can come up with something else to watch in the next half an hour.
Oh, God.
My rule of thumb is I'm going to take like 3 shots before I start the movie. And then I just figured with enough drinking, I probably forget it after like the first 20 minutes. It happened with Vampire Sucks, so I assume Twilight can be just as bad. And we'll catch you next week. I almost certain that I can do this weekend, but last weekend also proved that stuff comes up at the last moment.
I'm not around this weekend at all. So man. I'm on tour.
Okay,
oh, wow.
So. Well, it's a mini tour. We're playing 3 shows in 3 days at 3 different places. So we're just renting a trailer and just... One of them's in Atlantic City, so we're just going to stay overnight there twice.
Dang.
We're playing in Philly Friday night, driving to Atlantic City, getting crunked, spending the night in a hotel, playing in Atlantic City, spending the night in a hotel again, getting drunk, and then driving to Westchester for a show on Sunday.
What are you listening to?
Right at the moment, Veruca Salt. I'll turn it off. There we go. It's my 90s as fuck playlist. It's literally the title.
Fair enough. Okay, so since we're going to have another abbreviated episode, I don't want to talk about what I was going to talk about this week. So does anybody have any topics we can do in like 30 minutes? Oh, yes. always keen responses.
I mean... All I've been doing here today, literally, is just sitting down and catching up on my comics I got today, so.
I don't want to talk about comics just yet. I want Avengers v. X-Men to play out a bit more.
And I would be useless in any discussion. I don't give a fuck. Batman in this? Who cares? I'm not even reading Batman. I don't give a shit. So there's that.
Okay. I don't want to talk about wrestling. I don't want to talk about comics. I feel like we're going to do a lot of movies coming up. So what does that leave us?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's more, you don't want to do teen comics, comedies within a half an hour time span or stuff of that nature.
I mean, we can try it. It's just that I feel like it's a discussion that would be longer than 30 minutes. Let's see, what do we have on our list? Yada, 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 yada. We can talk about Guilty Pleasures, but I don't think Nicholas is a fan of that.
I will argue the very existence of Guilty Pleasures.
I got into
a very unique discussion one day on Twitter that involving movies that I kind of sort of, yeah, it got very unique. Because Guilty Pleasures, I mean, I agree with Nicholas, it's like more, it's what you like, I mean.
I think somebody defined Guilty Pleasures as something you enjoy, but you're too ashamed to admit you actually like.
But it's like, I like it.
I used to have Guilty Pleasures, and then I started spending every Friday getting drunk to bad movies, and I realized I don't care.
Guilty Pleasures died with that.
Because honestly, at that point, it's just like everybody says the movies I watch are horrible, and I know that, but I'm choosing to do it.
You watch The Room. You pretty much win on me.
Oh, I don't know. We might watch G-Force this week.
Oh, ooh,
that was a poor decision.
It hasn't been decided yet. We have a randomizer because I've asked for suggestions on a couple of occasions and people have given them to me. So I just kind of, right now it's just like 50 movies and we just kind of three numbers at random.
I'm still wanting you to watch Fantasy Mission Force just to see your exact reaction to some of the.
Are you recording this, by the way, Earl?
Yeah.
You should be recording all of this. Just make, like, don't have an intro. Just go into that. Be like Mark Maron's What's WTF podcast, where he just starts recording in the middle of a conversation.
This is a weird conversation.
I was about to say, I have some of these recordings. Maybe one of these days when we don't have it, or we'll do it for, like, 100. We'll just have, like, an episode of what goes on between before and after we actually record an episode.
In proper. Between the recordings.
Yeah. I would like to point out the fact that it seems like all the movies I write about for the site, for the A to Z, they're all, like, good movies. Well, some of them are subjectively good, but most of them are objectively good movies. And yet, you watch and write about the most worst things.
Well, part of it is I think it brings balance, because I was going to start another movie series, but I'm like, we already have two. I wanted to do one where, like, you count down to the Avengers, count down to Batman, and I'm like, you know what, we already have two movie features, even if one's getting wasted to bad movies.
And I'm not going to lie, there's going to be bad movies coming up at some point in mine.
Oh, God.
Bad movies that I love, yes, but they're bad.
Guilty pleasures, one would say.
No, it's not a guilty pleasure at all. I feel no guilt about it whatsoever. I know it's a bad movie, but I love the shit out of it. It begins with M and ends with Anitou.
I mean, we could always have a little mini community discussion because we got into a little mini one on our own right after the last episode. So,
I feel like discussion on community would have to bring up all the Chevy Chase bullshit, and I don't really feel like.
I can't blame you.
That's not anything I think we really need to get into. It's kind of stupid.
It is getting stupid. I just read the latest burst of it, and I went, okay, yeah.
What's funny is that's like partly from last year.
Yeah, it is.
It's not like he left them a new voicemail. It's like, no, this was from a year ago, which means Chevy Chase has always been an asshole.
It's like he's like, okay, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if the fourth season it'd be like, well, next thing you know, Chevy Chase is gone.
It would not shock me
Okay, really random. It's probably short, and I honestly don't want to dedicate a whole episode to this series on in the summer. But what about Alien Invasion, a new battleship coming out this year?
Oh God!
Sure.
Why not? we'll make something work.
Well, enterprise somehow. Okay, so well, let's try this out. Let's see if I can actually find the list of Alien Invasions. No, it's the Alien Invasion movies.
Awesome.
There you go. Uh-huh. Wikipedia really does make this so much easier. Well, okay. Okay, I think they should differentiate. Just because a movie has aliens doesn't mean it's an alien invasion movie. I don't think E.T. is an alien invasion movie.
No, it's not. It's a little alien visiting.
It's not an alien.
Coming to Earth.
E.T. is an alien fuck-up. Fuck E.T. I hate that guy.
E.T. found hell.
You could just go to hell.
E.T. likes Reese's because M&M's wouldn't let them use
yes,
the light.
Yes, let's remind Nick of the nightmares he had as a child. Let's just keep doing this.
What? Oh, really? You had nightmares about it?
No, I had nightmares. E.T. scared the shit out of me. I
really?
Never understood it.
I never knew this. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I now know you, E.T., no-go, and Ashley Zombies, no-go. Got it.
Yeah, so I...
when I was a kid, and then... because my parents were like, oh, it's a kid's movie. Yeah. Like, no, E.T.'s a scary fucker. And then my dad was like, hey, let's watch Close Encounters. That fucked me up.
I never...
I had abduction nightmares until I was in, like, my mid-teens. Like, 16, 17.
God.
I had recurring nightmares about being abducted.
I always liked E.T. never bought... like, when I was a kid, I always had, like, E.T., like, cassette tape books. And I had, like, a lot of E.T. stuff. And I was like, oh, man, cute little...
I honestly, why is it nobody can ever do a list where everything's just on one page and you have to spread it out over 30 pages?
Because it's Wikipedia.
It's not just Wikipedia. Like, if you Google it, there's a top 10. Okay, we'll just use this one. Apocalyptic and Alien Invasion movies from... I don't even think... oh, this list is also bunked, but it has more on one page. Nope, but it is. It's just the world coming to the end.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, God, Day After Tomorrow. Oh, hell no. That movie put me to sleep. Ooh, They Live's a good one. Oh.
Okay. The wiki seems a bit more, and it has video games and comic books. Even though comic books shouldn't count, because I think they get invaded by aliens like every week.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, that's what X-Men versus Avengers is. It's an alien invasion from the
Phoenix
Force. Yeah. Are we all good to go?
I'm good.
Sure.
Okay. Welcome once again to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 90.
Fuck that doctor. Fuck it all to hell.
So you enjoyed it, huh?
Oh, I... it's like pretty shit. Fuck that movie. God.
My biggest itch.
Wesley doesn't always go on profanity-laden tirades, but when he does, it's about immortals.
It's about immortals. No, there's actually a couple other things that could send me into profanity-laden tirades. This is just the most recent one that sends me into profanity-laden tirades.
But we can skip that because everybody seems to be on a timetable today.
I got shit to do, son. I gotta go be internet famous.
Well, yes. What are we talking about?
We're talking about TV, cable TV show specifically. I think.
Oh, is that this week? Oh, okay.
Yes. Walking Dead, Mad Men.
I knew that, obviously.
Yes, pretty sure you brought it up last week and we told you this.
I've slept since then. Oh, come on.
Of course you have.
Of course you have.
Does that mean your brain resets every time you say, crap, I forgot what I learned yesterday.
I reboot every time I sleep.
Okay.
So we're talking about how winter is coming, so get Carl in the fucking house.
Man, fuck Carl.
Carl never isn't.
Carl's never in the fucking house.
Isn't that part of the conversation? So it would be winter is coming, Carl's never in the fucking house, and then there's also Don Draper getting wasted every episode.
And then Danger Zone.
Yeah, I think the main four shows are him, Walking Dead, Mad Men, and Breaking Bad.
What about Archer?
Oh, I've not seen Breaking Bad.
We can do Archer as well. I just kind of
want to... Allie's tonight. Fuck.
Oh.
I just kind of want to keep it focused so that we don't end up spending an hour and a half talking
or
about
long. Yeah, we could.
Basically, I just want to yell out smoke bomb every 5 minutes or so.
Not Danger Zone?
No. Krieger is better. Smoke bomb! Run away.
Oh, yeah. Krieger's my favorite character on that show. Or what would you say it's a zone of danger?
I would say it's a zone of danger.
Anyhow, are we good to go?
Sure, I'm eating. Okay. We're doing this now, so because this is delicious food.
What did you cook?
I made a fry up with eggs and cheese and bacon, and then I made some baked beans with it too.
Ah.
On the side. Awesome.
I know. Because why not?
Amazing.
That is sounding dangerously close to a garbage plate.
It's not. Not at all.
I have garbage plates.
Oh.
I like mixed them together and cut them up and all that stuff. It's good. Good stuff.
That pretty much is a garbage plate.
No, no, son.
The garbage plates just sound awful on paper, and I got my friend screamed at me because I don't, like, when I first started eating them, I didn't mix it up. I just kind of ate everything separately.
So it's like taking the fries off a permanente sandwich.
Yeah. But he's like, no, that's not how you're supposed to eat it. You're supposed to cut up the, like, I guess you know, I get it with hamburger buns and stuff like that, and then you mix it up with the home fries and macaroni salad.
That's disgusting. You're all disgusting.
It's called a garbage plate, and it looks like when you're done with it. So
yeah,
my
asshole ex was like, oh, we're going to get garbage plates next time we go visit my parents. I'm like, no, I'm not. You do that. I will not eat that.
I've never even heard of this phenomenon now. You are opening my eyes to the disgusting excesses of cuisine in this country.
Well, this is a Rochester thing.
Coming from someone who in the space of 3 days had 7 Dorito tacos, 2 KFC bowls, and a shit ton of Chinese food. So,
oh my god!
Last week.
This is what a garbage fish looks like.
Don't send me a picture. I'm not going to look at it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I feel like I'm getting a heart attack just looking at the picture.
Listen, I'm too busy playing Avengers right now, so I can't click on links.
Nice.
No, Black Widow, you're not allowed to die.
Who do you have on your team?
At the moment, Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Okay.
But that's why I've been using a lot through the Sentinel level, so.
I pass that at this point.
Anyone wants to add me on Avengers Alliance, feel free. I'm always open to having new allies. so you don't get trounced by random PvPers.
F that noise.
Yeah.
I never do that shit. Fuck that.
What if then their quest comes up, it's like, do 7 PvP battles. Oh, fine, I'll do PvP to get experience points.
Hey, go do shit.
I kind of show you when you start the game too. It's like, oh, so and so just defeated you. Want to go get revenge? Like, no,
no.
Not really.
I don't give a fuck.
No.
I'm pregnant as fuck.
I'm
pregnant as fuck.
That's just stuff for the people who try to beat you and end up losing when you're not trained. But
yeah.
Because I went back and I had something like 6 or 7 victories. I'm like, I've only played twice.
I always feel bad, though, because I use all my items in battle, and yet then I never get to the point where I'm going, but the people that are playing me aren't using items, so what? This doesn't feel exactly.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel bad. If you can't figure out how to fucking do it, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that that's out of our system, are we all good to go?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 87.